Last Sunday, the 27th of December, was the first anniversary of the Israeli attack on Gaza and of the subsequent blockade. Two international contingents are currently seeking access to Gaza. A convoy of international aid destined for Gaza is seeking entry to Egypt from Jordan. Simultaneously, the 1,400 members of the Gaza Freedom March are seeking, so far unsuccessfully, to enter Gaza from Egypt. I spoke earlier today with Robert Naiman of Just Foreign Policy, who is currently in Cairo with the march.
We were informed by the Egyptians that they were not to allow them.
The decision of the Egyptian government not to allow the marchers into Gaza, and indeed to require that they remain in Cairo, has, unsurprisingly, met with protests.
There was also a protest today at the United Nations office in Cairo, and a delegation, including Walid Bello, on behalf of the protesters, asking the United Nations to intervene on behalf of this humanitarian delegation, and not surprisingly, got no positive answer. Furthermore, several people began a hunger strike.
Among those taking part in the hunger strike is Hedy Epstein.
The 85-year-old American Jew, and Holocaust survivor, grandmother, who has been campaigning against the blockade.
Epstein appeared on Democracy Now! Just before leaving for Cairo and explained her reasons for going.
To let the people in Gaza know that there are people out there in the world who care about them, who are concerned about them, who are worried about them. Unlike the governments of many countries who seem to be asleep or at least not paying any attention to what is going on in Gaza.
Naiman explains that the question of whether the marchers get to enter Gaza is entirely within the control of the Egyptian government.
You know, on the western side, there's an Egyptian checkpoint. On the eastern side, in Gaza, there's a Palestinian checkpoint.
Comments reportedly made by Egyptian government representatives in talks brokered by the Turkish government regarding the convoy stuck in Jordan shed some light on the Egyptian approach.
Supposedly, the Egyptian said to the in the mediation, well, you should just get permission of the Israeli government. The Egyptian government is giving the Israeli government a veto over humanitarian aid. And of course, that's been true for the last year and longer.
Naiman hopes that the controversy over the refusal to allow entry to these two missions will result in positive changes.
So one would hope that as a result, the Egyptian government come greater pressure in his policy.
Shortly after I spoke with Naiman, it was reported that the humanitarian aid convoy in Jordan has reached a compromise agreement with the Egyptian authorities and will now be allowed to enter Egypt, albeit via a different route than that originally planned. The members of the Freedom March are still stuck in Cairo.